It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Milwaukee residents helped choose a new design for their city flag over 2 years ago, but now the City Arts Board is asking for a new design contest. We'll get the latest on that and ask what you think a flag for your community should look like. First, hundreds of migrants looking to live in the United States clashed with Mexican and American security agents yesterday at the U.S.-Mexico border. They're part of a larger group of thousands of migrants who traveled together toward the United States from Central America. Their arrival comes as President Trump is trying to limit some of their ability to apply for asylum. Alan Gomez is a reporter who covers immigration in Latin America at USA Today. Alan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, we have these dramatic videos and images in the news of rocks being thrown, tear gas at the border. Can you break down for us kind of step by step what's happened over the last couple of days?
Yeah, so what's happening is that we have now over 5,500 migrants, mostly from Central America, who are in Tijuana. They're mostly camped out at a sports complex there in Tijuana. And the vast majority of them have indicated that they want to request asylum. They want to do what the U.S. government has asked them to do and present themselves at the port of entry there, which is the San Ysidro port of entry between Tijuana and San Diego, to request asylum. But the problem is, for all of this that we've heard about, the National Guard heading to the border, the military, active duty heading down to the border, all these extra Border Patrol agents that have been going down to protect against illegal entries, the administration hasn't made any corresponding moves to improve or increase the number of asylum applications that they can process. And right now at San Ysidro, that stands at about 100 a day. So the protest started with them going up to the border, trying to protest how slow that process is moving, and that's where things started escalating. Some groups tried to scale the fence, and CBP personnel on the other side started deploying tear gas. In a couple of cases, CBP said this morning that their agents had rocks thrown at them, at least four cases of that. No serious injuries reported. The CBP agents were wearing, you know, pretty much riot gear in that area, so there weren't any major injuries, but they said that was in response to that. All that basically gives you a sense of just how tense things are at that port of entry right now.
So we have this long process of applying for asylum. As you said, about 100 a day they could handle, thousands of people waiting to apply. So that means people are maybe settling in to stay for weeks on the Tijuana side of the border. What do we know about what conditions they're living in right now?
Yeah, weeks or months, depending on how long this goes. And as more people continue reaching Tijuana, and every time you hear about the port closing, that means there were no asylum applications that day. So it could be a very long time. And what we're hearing is just an incredibly difficult situation, Tijuana. The government there has been trying to do what it can to feed these folks. Twice a day they're being fed. There are incredibly long lines to do so. A lot of advocacy groups on both sides of the border have been sending doctors, volunteers, people that have been kind of collecting, sort of picture like what you send after a natural disaster, kind of sending kits and whatever food that they can down to these folks. But with that many expected to stay for that long a time, the concern is that, you know, supplies are going to run low, funds in Tijuana are going to run low. This is a lot to ask of any city government to sort of absorb the cost of this many people for that much time. So, just today we saw in Tijuana, we saw the police deploy around that sports complex a couple of times with riot gear. Last I saw, they put everything away and started moving on. That kind of gives you an idea. They're in this for the long haul, and it's going to be an expensive and a very stressful, kind of tense situation throughout.
And as far as the asylum process itself, as I understand it, Alan, if I'm a migrant, if I come to a port of entry, a legal port of entry, I can apply for asylum status. I can also do so if I've entered illegally, right?
Correct. Under U.S. law, it's very, very clear on this point that you can apply for asylum whether or not you enter at a port of entry. We're also signed on to several international conventions that say as much. And the idea behind that is that if you're somebody who is truly fleeing persecution, who is fearing for your life, that you don't have the time to, prepare a well-organized, coordinated departure and entry into the United States. So that's always been allowed under, not always, but for about 50 years, it's been allowed under U.S. law. The Trump administration tried to issue an order to end the opportunity for asylum for those people who enter illegally. The president signed a presidential proclamation back on November 9th stating as such. It was immediately challenged in the courts, and a federal judge in California last week blocked them from doing that. So for now, yes, they can continue, whether they enter legally or illegally, they can request asylum. And yesterday, for example, with all of that chaos that we saw, about 69 immigrants were able to get across the fence. And I put the question to the CBP commissioner today, if those people request asylum, yes, the answer is yes, they will be able to go through that process and try to stay in the country that way.
Talking to Alan Gomez with the USA Today, looking at the latest on the border, the so-called caravan of migrants from Central America in Tijuana now, most of them. Alan, let's talk about what is leading people to come up here from Central America. A couple years ago now, I think we talked to you after you reported from a few different countries in Central America. Can you talk about what is leading people to make this desperate journey across Mexico into this uncertain situation at the U.S. border?
Yeah, I mean, the conditions in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, the three countries where they predominantly come from, are terrible, and specifically when it comes to security. These are Guatemala is doing a little bit better than, let's say, El Salvador. You know, we can get into, you know, we can rank them a little bit. But generally speaking, these are countries that have huge swaths of the country that are pretty much controlled by drug cartels, controlled by local gangs. All the drugs that come up from South America have to go through Central America, and so controlling those routes is paramount for all these different gangs throughout the region. And so the people who live in those areas fall victim to that. These gangs, they demand a tax on local businesses for protection. They, you know, if they see young boys that they want to be a part of their gang, if they see young girls that they want to take advantage of, they threaten the families. It is really a horrific experience. So a lot of these families are trying to flee that violence. That said, there are definitely some people who view this as an opportunity to say, hey, look, I have a better chance at a better job in the United States. So some of them are definitely getting into these caravans and trying to claim asylum. But the process eventually works. About 75% of asylum claims from Central American countries end up being denied. So that's an example that these are working. The problem is a lot of times those people don't end up being deported. So, you know, it's a very complicated from start to finish process, all of which indicates that what the country really needs right now is a broad legislative solution. We've talked about how difficult that is and how little to expect out of this Congress to come up with a nuanced, intelligent, you know, broad solution to all these different problems. But until we reach that point, I fear we're going to continue seeing these kind of things happen.
The president has raised concerns that criminals themselves are using something like the caravan to find their way in the United States. I think it was the vice president who raised concerns about Middle Eastern terrorists tagging along. What do we know about any possible, I guess, criminal elements in the caravan?
So far, it's the administration saying, take our word for it. We've been asking since Trump first started making that claim, when he warned of, quote, Middle Easterners as part of the group and criminals. Just this morning, he wrote that these are stone-cold criminals. During an interview from Mar-a-Lago over the Thanksgiving weekend, he talked about something about they, if you just talk to them, they start a fight. And so throughout all of this, we have been pressing the Department of Homeland Security and the entire Trump administration for any kind of proof of this. What they tell us is that they've identified about 500 people in this group, in this caravan, that have some kind of criminal record, but they have yet to sort of account for that, how they know that, who these people are, what their backgrounds are. And so, yeah, it's just, they keep saying it and they keep repeating it. We're just still waiting for the proof.
Is there any talk, Alan, of the U.S. and Mexico being able to conclude a complete agreement to expedite the process for asylum and maybe to send down, as you were hinting at earlier, more people to process these asylum claims?
Yeah, they're talking about it because I think on both sides they recognize that these kind of caravans, if they continue, will just continue being a strain on each country and a strain on relations throughout the region. So they have been talking about some idea of sort of formalizing a process by which migrants would wait in Mexico while their asylum cases are adjudicated. But in just a few days, on December 1st, a new administration is starting in Mexico. The new president there, López Obrador, he won his election, being the anti-Trump voice in that election, and so we're just starting to hear word that they're fighting back against this idea of the U.S. using Mexico as a sort of refugee camp for people trying to get in. So those negotiations they're ongoing, but I think they're going to be very difficult because Mexicans are generally not very, you know, they're not complete. They have sympathy for these caravan members, but they also don't want to be the place where they're going to be living for years and years as they try to get into the United States. So that's going to be a quick early test of what this new relationship between Trump and the new Mexican president is going to be. But as of right now, they're still in very heated negotiations, let's say, over what that's going to look like.
Alan, I want to wrap up by talking about coverage of this caravan as it's been going on and arriving at the border. Is this a crisis, or when we talk about it in terms of a crisis, are we overheating things more than we should be?
Well, that could be a whole show right there, but I'll very quickly, I would say that this is the largest of these caravans. They have been doing these for years as a way for these migrants to more safely traverse Mexico. It's a very dangerous journey, and they've recognized that there is safety in numbers. So from that standpoint, this is by far the largest of the caravans that we've seen in recent years. But when you put things into context, any given year, about 400,000 people are caught illegally trying to enter the country. And we're having all of this discussion over a group of 5,000 people who are trying to legally request asylum. So part of it is I think rightfully responding to a president who has mobilized, you know, an unprecedented mobilization of active duty troops to the border. That's something that absolutely needs to be covered. They're sending so many more resources and manpower down to that region, and he's trying to change U.S. laws basically on the fly, and so all of that deserves very close scrutiny and very close analysis. But at the same time, yeah, we all have to put it into context that these are 5,000 people who are trying to carry out their legal right to request asylum in this country.
Alan, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us again.
Rob, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
That's Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today. He was with us to talk about the latest at the U.S.-Mexico border after hundreds of protesters from the caravan clashed with security agents yesterday.